Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Yud Beis, and we are at the two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about the fifth wide line or so. Another Ian Shear related to the daf is up online. Gave it last night on OU.org, the Ian Shear related to the daf, about the Chi of Knossos. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Im Achelo Nigmar Dinu V'chulo. So, the Mishnah said, if before he had a Gemar Din, before the Rotzeach B'Shogeg had a Gemar Din, the Kohen Gadol died, and he appointed another Kohen Gadol in the interim, and then he died, and then he had a Gemar Din, that's okay, as long as there was a Kohen Gadol at the time that he had a Gemar Din. Minani Mili, how do you know that? So Amar Kahana, to Amar Kra, V'yashav Ba, Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol, Asher Mashach Oso B'Semen HaMishcha. And he will stay there, he'll stay in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies, that he anointed with Shemen, the Shemen HaKodesh, which he anointed with the oil. V'chi hu Moshcha, what do you mean, which he anointed? What, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg anointed him with Shemen HaMishcha, with Shemen HaKodesh? What does that mean? Elazeh shenimshach b'yamav. It means he was nimshach b'yamav. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, my havel elamavid. What do you mean? The whole star of the Kohen Gadol that we said before, that it goes by his death, was because he should have davened that such an event did not take place. But now we're including even a Kohen Gadol who was just anointed during his life, meaning it was even the Kohen Gadol when the Maisa took place. So how could he be held responsible? So Hayalo Levakish Rachamim Sheyigmar Dino Lischus Velo Bikesh. He should have asked for Rachmanis, he should have davened that the Gemar Din would be Lakula. Wow. That's what he should have asked, and because he didn't daven, then the Gemar Din should be Lakula, so that's why he's held responsible. So the obvious question is, what, he should daven that Bezin should make a mistake? If this guy is Chai, if he should daven, I hope Bezin potters him. If he should daven for a Maisa taking place, okay, you hope the act doesn't take place, a Ritzicha B'Shogeg. But here, how could you daven that the Maisa does not take place? So again, there are various answers given in the Achronim. The Tshuva Me'ava, which is the Talmud of the Noda Bihuda, suggests that maybe facing the Gemara that we had in Sanhedrin, that says that we know that if all the Dayanim say L'chov, then he's Pater. So maybe that's what it means. That if they're all being Noda L'chov, maybe you should have that they're all Noda L'chov. They should all be Noda L'chov, and then Mamela, the result's going to be that it's L'schus. Maybe that's one idea that he suggests, that really...
Even for Galus.
If all 23 say is Chayav Galus, instead of what? Instead of Pater. Well, I don't know if the Ditar is Pater, Galus, or Misa, but that's what his suggestion is. Shibkulan onan l'chiyav zakaihu. And therefore, maybe that im dunu shachayav galus vadihu sheyatsa psaka din apirov im chayvu kulam hayazakai bedini would be zakai. That's one idea. The Aruch HaNer said no. Maybe it just means that he should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, punishes him in a different way. Does something else? Right? Is mochel his chatoim. So therefore, maybe that's what it's davening for. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find a way out. Mechilas Chatav in a different sense. Either way, it's a challenging line to understand of Hayla Levake Shigmar Yigmar Dino Lischus. Okay, Amar Abaya, we're up to. Which, by the way, I saw yesterday in the Tam Vadas in Rav Sternbach on the Mishnah that we just had about he doesn't even go out for Eidus Nefashos, so he said, how can he not even go out for Eidus Nefashos? So may suggest maybe he just means that. Of course, if he's the only one to help in a nefashos case, he can go out. The only question is, if he wants to go out for a nefashos case, but there are other people that could do it, and he just wants to do the mitzvah. So in that case, we don't let him go out to do the mitzvah. So maybe that's the hechitipsi that he says, but it's impossible. It's not one of the big three. We give other answers, but that's what Rav Sternbach says. Maybe it doesn't apply when he is the only one, because then he would be able to go out. Weiter, Amr Abaya, Naktinon, we hold, Nigmar Dino, Vameis, Molichen Etzatzmos of Lasham. If he has a Gemar Din and he dies before he gets to Galus, then you take his bones to Galus, and you bury him there. Dechsiv, he has to do his time there, whether in his lifetime or after his lifetime. Because it says, Lashuv Lasheves Ba'aretz, to go back to live in the land, Ad Mosa Kohen, Ezo Yeshiva Shehi Ba'aretz, Aviomer Zekfura. So it's a remes to kfura, because you're in the land, physically. Tana, Mace Kodim Shemes Kohen Gadol, or let's say the Rotzeach Meshogeg dies before the Kohen Gadol dies. So then at that point, he already did his time. So Molich and Atzmos of Al-Kibri Avosav, then he could take him back to bury him in his family plot. Dechsiv Yashuba Rotzeach Al-Eretz Achuz Aso, he will return to his family plot. Ezeo Yeshiva Shehiba Eretz Achuz Aso, Havi Omer Zekfura. So two different psukim, one of them we darshin, he goes back, one he does not go back. It depends if he put in his time in Golos yet or not. Period. Nigmar Dino, what about this case? Nigmar Dino Venasa Kohen Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. What happens if he goes to Galus, or at least he had a Gemar Din, and then they find out that the Kohen Gadol is not really a Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol is a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza. The Kohen Gadol's father married a Grusha. So you find out he lost his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. So what is the Din then? Is that as if the Kohen Gadol died? Or not? Pligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna. One says it's like the Kohen Gadol died. Mesa Kahuna. And therefore this would be enough. If the Kohen Gadol is found out to be a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, so then that's it. The Rotzeach Meshoge can go to out of Galus. V'chad Amar Batzla Kahuna. No. Bala Kahuna, which means if the Kahuna is nullified, the fact that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, so we realize that he was never a Kohen Gadol. Retroactively, he never should have been the Kohen Gadol. So this isn't like Mesa Kohen Gadol. He was never a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, it does not count. It does not count. A couple of points on this issue. First of all, just related to what we discussed last week in the Ian Shear, is this, so some Achronim wonder, is this Ben Chalutza meant to be taken literally? If the Kohen Gadol is found out to be Ben Chalutza, meaning, Midaraisa, he's fine. A Ben Chalutza is a Psul Drabanan. Kohen marrying a Chalutza is a Psul Drabanan. Do we say that because we're going to remove him because of a Drabanan reason, that's going to be good enough to create possibly Mesa Kohen Gadol? Is that possible? Or not, that's just Derech Agav, as we said earlier, from the Ritva on Daf Beis. That's a suffix that some of the Achronim have. Again, another example of the Drabanan affecting the Da'araisa. But two other points. The Pesachei Tshuva here has a discussion. Pesachei Tshuva here, where's here? In Hilchos Avelus. Pesachei Tshuva has a discussed it in Shimon Shin Pei. Actually, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Sorry, not Hilchos Avelos. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes, Ayin, he quotes a Chavos Yair. This is in Shin Hei Hei. Ayin Tshuva is Chavos Yair. V'mi shehichzik as atzmo l'kohen kamashanim. V'yachagach ba oreach echan mi'vdei midinaso. Somebody comes to town. I'm a Kohen, wonderful. So for years and years, he's taken everybody's Pidyon HaBen money, and he's getting the first Aliyah, wonderful. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, somebody from his hometown comes and says, this guy, he's not a Kohen. He's a fake. He's a Yisrael. V'yamer shemaker kol avosav, I know his whole family, they're all Yisraelim, v'hu zar. V'nishma shvua chamer, he swears about it. And he swears that within a year, he'll bring letters, he'll bring edim, that it's true. And then, you know what? Mitoch kach hodeh. The guy admitted, after he didn't want to go through the whole process, he admitted that he was not a Kohen. So, im ne'eman l'chalal kudusha, so it's only one aid. It's only one aid that testified about him, and one aid that he admitted. He admitted he was not a Kohen. So is that enough to be mechalal his kudusha, to let him go into a cemetery, to let him marry a grusha? He's been machzik himself as a Kohen all these years. So says the Chavos Yair, maybe it's tali on our Gemara. Do you say Mesa Kohen Gadol or Batal Kohen Gadol? Do you say, when you find out the Kohen Gadol, the Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, do you say it's as if he died, meaning it's Mikana Lahaba? Or do you say, no, it's Lamafreya? So he was always, you find that he was nothing. So suggest the Chavos Yair and the Tshuva, Simin Kufyud, it's quoted here, that's what it's Talia. That's what he says. Or Nafkamina also, does he have to give all the Pidyon HaBen money back? Does everybody have to do another Pidyon HaBen? Right, so that's what he suggests. But then the other Achronim quotes here from the Yad Eliyahu that he says, no, I don't think it's Tully on that. I don't think it's Tully on that. Over there, we'll see, in our Gemara, we'll see is a special pasuk that quotes by a Kohen Gadol possibly, a Pesel pasuk by Avoda, that it's still kosher even though he was a Cholo. But here, you find that he wasn't a Kohen. Why should anything be good in the past? Especially when Pitidu Rabban says, no! He said, the Kosev Achavasir, the Sheila Nizkar Tali Vipluta, the Makas Daf Yad Aleph, the Hisigalag, the Hasamu Benimsa Chalal, Avalom Benimsa Zar, a Chalal also is different than a Zar. A Chalal means maybe there was Kedushas Kahuna in his background, and then his father blew it. His father was Machalit, but by a Zar, it was never. So therefore, halacha l'maisa in this case, the firstborns would have to redeem themselves again. Halacha l'maisa, they would have to do it. And that's why they say the gra, whenever the gra was not a kohen, but whenever the gra used to find a new kohen, used to give another haislam to the kohen. Just to be sure, I wasn't sure if the first 25 kahanim that he used were muchzak kahuna. Maybe they were muchzak. They were miyuchas. He wasn't sure until he found one that was miyuchas. He always used to give another hay slime just to make sure that he was fulfilling the mitzvah of pidyon haben. So that's the pisuk tshuva related to this machlokas. Good. There's something else to say, but let's continue a little bit more first. So, lema biplukta derablazer Rabbi Yeshua kamifliki. Maybe this machlokas about butla or mesa is parallel to the following machlokas. Titzan, the Mishnah says, hayomiru makriv agabi amizbeach. If there's a kohen that's doing the avoda, v'noda shu ben gerusha ben chalutza, and then it comes out, it's noda. Maybe he was a shogeg. It comes out that he was a ben gerusha ben chalutza. He's a chalal. So what happens to all the kavanas that he has done up until today? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, kol hakarbanos shehikriv psulin. Well, it says they're all pasul. And it comes out that it was a czar that did the avoda. So all his karbanos are pasul. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, don't worry about it. He's makshir everything in the past. So man damar mesa Rabbi Yeshua. The one who says mesa, that it goes by now, only in the future, that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Man damar batla Rabbi Eliezer. The one who says batla, that it's retroactive, is like Rabbi Lazar. Also retroactive, therefore all the karbanos are psulim. So should we say this machlokas amaroim is a parallel to the machlokas tanoim? So the Gemara says no. Aliba Rabbi Eliezer kuliyamalapliki. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer who says that the karbanos are pasul. If you say the karbanos are pasul, then for sure you have to hold, in our case, that batla kahuna. That's not up to discussion. But ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. The machlokis is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says the karbanos are kasher. Both opinions can fit in according to Rabbi Yeshua. Manda amar mesa Rabbi Yeshua. The one that says mesa Rabbi Yeshua, that's fine. They both go by today. Mikara lahaba. Manda amar batla. The one that says batla, maybe he could agree. Ad kalakar Rabbi Yeshua hasa. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say it by karbanas? Dichsid is a special pasuk. Barech Hashem chelo ufal yadav tirtzeh. Pasuk in kisavo. Hashem will bless his chel, who bless his avoda. Upal yadav, and the work of his hands, the avoda tirtzeh, will be merutzeh. Afilu chalol in shebo. Even if somebody's a chalol, bidi eved, the avoda will be okay. Aval hacha, but over here where there's no other source, afilu Rabbi Yeshua modeh. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree in our case that batla, that mesa kahuna, right? So therefore, only here, I'm sorry, only batla kahuna. He could agree that special did by karbanis. The Minchas Chinuch says that, just on this last point, that this Gemara seems to say, it's pretty clear, that this principle of Parech Hashem Chelo, Fal Yadav Tirtzeh, applies even to the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're relating it to this Machlokas. We're relating it to the Kohen Gadol. That's the simple understanding. V'hine Nira, says the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. V'nira, titi hechi shebe'emes avad HaKohen Gadol, v'yachach nodeshu chalol, tahavi kemu zar me'ikaro, mikamacham avodosok shera. Sounds like from our Gemara that it's even Kohen Gadol. Even, let's say, what if you find out after Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was a czar? Right, it's very, very upsetting. It's very, how can he do this? But the avodah would be good, based on this pasuk. That's the simplest interpretation.
Well, what's the alternative?
The alternative is to say that this pasuk elsewhere in the other gemaras where it's used, is not dafka by Kohen Gadol. Would you say it only by Kohen Hedya? Why? The Menachas Chinuch just uses this gemara to leave the hafla b'tzarachim. Because the hafla, in a number of places, Ksubis Chav Gimel, a number of places, quotes that this principle of ufal yadav tirtzeh only applies by regular avodah of a Kohen Hedya. But avodah of a Kohen Gadol is in a different level, and therefore, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be good. Why? Mishum denihisha nikra kohen l'inyan avoda. He's still called a kohen, mikol makom eno nikra kohen gadol, says the Hafla. He still would have kedushas kahuna, but he wouldn't have the special status of a kohen gadol, and therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think this Gemara is against. It's against the Hafla. Ulufidaiti dvarf tamuim vish tamitzei ashas demakas sheveisi demavur denikra gavke kohen gadol mehay taima voshikasavti vitzarach iyan. So again, all the Akronim get into the act here about how do you answer up for the Hafla. You have to say, maybe our Gemara, it's paralleling it to the case of the Kohen Gadol becoming a Begerut Shebet Chalutza, Lenin Galus, but not Lenin Avoda. Lenin Avoda only applies to a Kohen, but Lenin Galus not. But again, this is, that's the Minchas Chinuch Ha'ara, that it seems to be against the, our Gemara seems to be against the Hafla. The other point I wanted to mention, before we move on, is a Ritva. The Ritva says, on our Gemara, if you hold Mesa Kahuna, you hold it as if the Kohen Gadol dies. So the question is, Nehi Shino Nifsala Mafreya, Mikomakom Enka Misa Mechaperes, Veloma Eno Gola, Oloma Choser. How could we suggest that because the Kohen Gadol was found out to be a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza, how could we suggest that he's going to go free for that? The way that some of the other Akronim say it is, are we Darshin in time and Tekra? The Kohen Gadol didn't die. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol has to die. And all of a sudden we say here that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to die if he just loses his position, right? He gets demoted. How could that be good enough? It's like Misa's Kohen Gadol. Ask the Ritva. You don't have a Misa Mechaperes. What did we just say before? The Kohen Gadol's Misa's Mechaper. Right, that's what we just said. Right in the last few lines yesterday. Gizgalas Mechaper, the Kohen Gadol's Misa's Mechaper. So how could we say there's a substitute here? Answers the Ritva, v'yish lomar, dipsul hanimsabo hamitsa'aro chashiv lo kemisa lios mechaper. Wow. Says the Ritva, the Kohen Gadol is so upset when he's found to be a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza, he's so upset, it pains him as if he died. Doesn't sound like a Ritva. That's what Ritva says here. It pains him as if he died. Chashiv lo kemisa. So again, what does that mean? How could we substitute and say that it could be good enough just because it pains him? So that's what we need the Kavanah Rav, the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram in Chelek is this, Chelek Aleph Simin Chavav, says, he quotes this, he says, V'nireh. And this is what we need to understand. Really, whenever the Kohen Gadol dies, there are two elements that happen. There's the Tsa'ar Misa HaMechaperes, there's the Tsar Misa, and number two, there's the Hafsokas Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol, the chain in the lineage, stops. There's the Tsar, and there's the Hafsokas Kahuna. Generally, those go together. The Misa of the Kohen Gadol has both elements. That's generally how it works. But, says the Dvar Avram, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. If you have both of them, but separated, that works also. So in our case, there's the Hafsakas Kahuna. That's for sure there. He's no longer the Kohen Gadol. The Hafsakas Kahuna, that's the Iker. The Hafsakas Kahuna, coupled with the Tsar that's Kemisa, that's good enough. So it's not a din in Misa. It's a din in Hafsakas Kahuna with Tsar, Hametzaro Kemisa. So those two things are present here, and that's why it is good enough. Because after all, ask the Dvar Avram, what, just Tsar is Metzaro Kemisa? What if he loses $20 million? You're also going to say that it's like Kemisa, and therefore the guy could go free? If the Kohen Gadol loses $20 million, any Tsar? No, of course not. But because you have to have both elements. You have to have the Hafsakas Kahuna, the break in the chain, plus the Tsar. So in this case, you have both. But of course, you need the Hafsaka in the chain. That's why it's not going to work for any other Tsar. You know, it's only going to work for this one. Okay. Let's continue. Sorry. Thank you. Says the Gemara Vayter. Two dots. Nigmar Dina Vachulu. Amar Avida Marav. Once we mention Yoav ben Tsruya in the Mishnah. So let's talk about Yoav. Amar Avida Marav. When Yoav was running away from Shlomo HaMelech sent his messenger to kill Yoav because David HaMelech said he has to take revenge from Yoav for killing Avner, for killing Asael. So Yoav ran to the Mizbeach. and he grabs onto the corners of the Mizbeach, hoping that it would protect him. So when he did that, he made two mistakes. Dichsiv, Vayanas, Yovalo Hashem, Vayachazi, Bakarnos of Mizbeach, so Ta'a, She'ina Kolina Gaga, Butavas Bakarnos of. His first mistake was that only the top of the Mizbeach is Kolate. Me'im Mizbeach Tikochenu Lamus, it says in Parashat Mishpatim. So if somebody killed a Mezid, you take him away, but it's Mashma from there that Mizbeach has a certain type of rescue, saving power. But it's only the top of the Mizbeach. And he was Tofes the Kronos, the corners. And number two, Toshina Kolid al Mizbeach Beis Olamim, only the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash is Kolate. Beis HaMikdash, not for now, but the Beis HaMikdash has various names to it. Beis HaMikdash, Beis Olamim, Beis HaBechira. Rav Soloveitchik has an article where he talks about all these different names, what the difference is between all these names. But number two, he says, Ta, it was on the Beis HaMikdash. The Hutav is the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. And he grabbed Shiloh. He grabbed the Mizbeach in Shiloh. So that is why it didn't work for him. So third question, says the Rashba, why did the Gemara give a third question? He killed the Mezid. He killed him Mezid. And a Mizbeach is only Kolet and most even Meshogigs. What's the one of the Gemara's mentioned that one? That's what the Rashban and Tshuva, Taf Kuf Chaf Dalet. Sha'alta, you asked me, Lama Lachashu Gam Kesha Tosha Chashavim, Mizbeach Kolet Athilo Mezid, Veinu Kolet Shogim Kari Miklai. So, either you say like a Rashi. Rashi says elsewhere that his mistake was that it only says B'mezid when you're doing the Avodah. But it does not say b'mezid, right? So that I'm sorry. Rashi says it's nisal b'mezid, even shelo b'shas avoda. So that's why that wasn't a mistake. He was correct in that way. Or number two, he says according to Rov Rishonim, according to the Rambam, that says that it might even that it could be a mistake. Haynu dafka lidon b'sanhedrin be'edus v'hasra'a. Ki dekasav tikachen elamus ve'enu mumas ela be'edam hasra. Avo benidon b'mishmetei melucha afilu b'mezid kolate. When would it not work for mezid? That's only if you chay misali de bezdin. But if somebody's moed b'malchus, it's extra legal. It's not in the regular Bezdin with Edom and Asra, so then maybe it would even work for Mezid. That's why he was thinking. That's why he did not make a mistake there, because he was more of a Malchus. That's what he shouldn't have killed the other two people that he killed. So that's the Rashba deals with your question of why isn't that another mistake. We'll get to a Rambam in a minute, but let's first deal with another question. And that is, what did it say? The Mizbeach only works by Mesa Megdash, but he grabbed onto the Mishkan of Shiloh. He grabbed onto the Mishkan of Shiloh. When did Yoav live? Right, it's Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo said, the Shiloh wasn't around anymore. Shiloh was destroyed in the time of Eli, time of Shmuel HaNavi. It's earlier. We're dealing with Shlomo HaMelech now. What kind of Mizbeach of Shiloh was there? So Rashi changes the Gersa. First skinny line. Halchi Garsinon. Vehu tafaz b'mizbeach shel bama sha'asa David lefnei ha'aron. Sha'ay ba'ol sha'natar lo David b'ir David. No, it's a bama. Right, it's not the E.F. Shalomer, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. Shu Hayeh B'mei David and Shlomo. It's impossible to say that Shiloh was around at the time of David and Shlomo. So Rashi changes the Girsa. Says the Ritva, okay, I hear Rashi. Yada, you gotta change the Girsa. But all the old Sfarim have this Girsa of Shiloh. Our Gemara has the Girsa of Shiloh. So says the Ritva, nice Chiddush, that maybe Shiloh is just the code word for any non-Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. After all, Shiloh was there the longest, 369 years, more than any other, more than Givon, more than Nov. Shiloh was the Iker and the others were secondary. So when it says Shiloh, it says Shiloh. But that's what it means. V'yish l'kayim girsas kol hasfarim hayishanim. V'shiloh lav dafka. And let me show you, the Shiloh who Iker mishkan yoser mikulam. V'kulam nitfalin lo. As the Pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh. It says in Tehillim. L'chein tafas kan mizbeach Shiloh ki Givon tacha Shiloh kam. Givon is a substitute for Shiloh. So it's called Shiloh, even though it doesn't really mean it. Good. There is a problem with the Rambam Shita. I'll just mention it. All the Nosei Kilim try to figure out where he gets this from. In the Rambam, when he's talking about Ari Miklat, he says that Mizbeach is Kolet, and Shari Nemar Bahori Bizadon, meaning Mizbechit Echera Lamus, Michlal, Shahori Bishkaga, Eino Nerag Mizbeach. Right, therefore, if somebody kills Bishkaga, and then he goes to the Mizbeach, and the Goladam kills him there, the Goladam is Chayef. And then the Rambam says, only the roof of the Mizbeach is Kolet, like Agamar says, and it's only Kolet Kohen, and he's doing the Avoda, etc. And then the Rambam says, Bamed, Rambam Urim, when did we say all this? be mechuyav galus. Somebody's mechuyav galus. Avo mi shepachad min hamelech shelo yahargenu bedin hamalchus. If somebody is worried that the melech is going to kill him, o mi bezdin shelo yahargu harasha, or if bez is going to kill him harasha, then afilu zar hare nitzal. Just the opposite of what you thought he was about to say. Even a zar is nitzal. More of a malchus is even easier. That's the kesef mishnah. That's what I'm talking about. It's mamash against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yoav wasn't saved by the Mizbeach. And then the Rambam is saved, but by Marv Malchus he is saved. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know what he's talking about. Yishla Tamua, Shazu Taina Tova Li Yoav, Lo Mashalotav, Hey Chamru Shatav, It's Sarech Iyun. No answer. No answer. Unless you say the difference between Morid B'Malchus and the Lashon of Shelo Yahargenu B'Din Malchus. I mean, Machalik. That's a difficult Rambam to try to figure out what his source is. That's the Kesef Mishnah's problem. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara. Amar, where are we? Third line. Amar Reish Lakish, Shalosh Toyos, Asid, Sarosh, Rami Litos. In the future, the Tsar of Romi is going to make three mistakes. Dechsiv, Mizeh, Bame, and the meaning of the Malach. The Malach of Edom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to put all Malachim, all the Tsarim on trial of all the other nations. So, he's going to make a mistake. Mizeh, Bame, Edom, Chamutz, Begadim, in clothing, Mi Batzra, he's coming from Batzra, Toesh, Eino Kolad, Zelo, Betzer, Ugalo, Batzra. So Betzer was one of the Ari Miklat. So he's going to come from Batzra. He's going to make it mixed up with the cities. Toash inu kolat zela shogig v'hu meizid haya. Toash inu kolat zela adam v'hu malachu. Okay? Ari Miklat only works for people. Amar Rabbi Avo. Ari Miklat lo nitnu l'kvura. And Ari Miklat was not given for kura. The Levium cannot be buried in the Ari Miklat. Dichsevu migra shehem yiyu levem tumbler chusham l'chal chayasam. L'chayim nitnu l'vlo l'kvura. Only l'chayim. Meisve, but what do you mean? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Shama, shamte yediraso, shamte misaso, shamte kvuraso. If somebody dies before they get to the Ari Miklat, they're brought to the Ari Miklat and buried there. Answer, rotzeach shiny, do alibi rachmana. The rotzeach is different because the Torah says, special limud. That's the point, that he is brought there. The Meiri says, that after all, he is only there temporarily when the Kohen Gadol is going to be moved out. The Levim would be there forever. So that's why he is not buried there. Vayter. Kishem sha'ish ha'shir kolates v'chulu, so too the tchum is kolate. That's what the Mishnah said. V'ramini v'yashaba ba v'lo b'tchuma. But the drasha says v'yashaba, it'd be in it and not in tchum. So does the tchum protect or not? So amar abaya lo kasha kan liklo kan ladur. No. The tchum is kolate. If you're in the tchum, the Kohen Gadol can't kill you. But you shouldn't sit and live there. Shouldn't take up residence there. Machlokas Rishonim, if you did take up residence there, could he kill you then? If you're living there. Most Rishonim say he still can't kill him. But still, Lechadchili shouldn't live there. Lador, he shouldn't live in the Tchum. Typically, Dein Osin, Sada Migrash, Velo Migrash, Sada. What is a special, separate din? You don't need a special din here to teach me that. We have a halacha by all Arei Levium. They have a special topographical? What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, what's supposed to be in each part of the land? Topographical? The Enos and Sada Mikrash. A Sada, a field around the Ari Miklat, you can't make it into an open area with nothing growing in it. Velo Migrash Sada, Velo Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. Whereas different amounts of area that have to be around an Ir Levium, the Torah describes, to make it beautiful. So already you can't switch it into anything. So of course you can't live there outside. Nobody can live there. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Nitzrecha Ela L'Mechilas. Ah, what about living underground, in the tunnels? So, with just the Ari Levium din, you wouldn't have thought he could live, you would have thought he can live there. Kamash Malan here, this din is that you can't even live underneath the ground. Fine. Rotzeach Shiyatza Chutz L'Tchum V'Chulu Taner Rabbanan V'Ratza Gol Adam Asa Rotzeach. As we said in the Mishnah, Mitzvah B'Yad Gol Adam Ein Gol Adam Rishus B'Yad Kol Adam Divrei Rabbi Yosi Eglili. Right, two levels. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rishus B'Yad Gol Adam V'Kol Adam Chayav and Alav. No, one level down. My time with Rabbi Yosi Eglili. What's the reason? Miksiv Imratzach. Let's say if you think it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Miksiv Yirtzach. No, it doesn't say Yitzchak, it says Viratzach. Therefore, the language is ambiguous, so they darshan it either ways. And the Ritva just points out, the whole Pasuk is about the Gol Adam. So how do you know anything about Sharbadei Adam? Anything about Sharbadei Adam? So the Ritva says, which the Achronim wonder where he gets this from, the Ritva says that we have a Mesorah that everybody else is one rung down. So if the Gol Adam has a mitzvah, everybody else has a rishus. If the Gol Adam has a rishus, then everybody else is not allowed to do it. But you just hold it as one rung down. That's the mesorah that we have. Wow. Rav says, if Rosach leaves the Eir Miklat, then the Gol Adam cannot kill him. Kiman lo Rabbi Yosi Eglid lo Rabbi Akiva. It's against both opinions in our Mishnah. Who does Rav hold like? The Gemara could have answered Rav Tanu Palig, but it says Hu Damar Ki Aitana. This following opinion, Detanya. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says Ad Amdu Lefnei Ha'Edal Mishpat until he comes before a Bezdin. Matam Aloma Lefishenem Avrasak Gol Adam Asarotzayach Yochol Miyad. You might think that he could kill him immediately. Tam Aloma, no. Ad Amdu Lefnei Ha'Edal Mishpat. You got to bring him to court. You cannot kill him right away. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akiva, hi ad amdu lefei edel amishpat my darshi bay. What do they use that for? Homi bay lelikid etanya. Rabbi Akiva omer, minayin lesanhedrin shero echad shaharagas anefesh, shein mamisen oso shayamod bevezen acher. How do we know that if the entire Sanhedrin sees Reuven kill Shimon, they can't kill him? They still have to go through the process of accepting witnesses and testifying and putting him to death. Tamalomar ad amdu lefei edel amishpat as shayamod bevezen acher. Right, so that's the what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Eglili do with those psukim. So again, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's a Tana out there that says a Gol Adam cannot just go up to him and kill him on the road. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Im Yatzo Yetzi Arotzayach Ein Li El B'Mezid. I only know that if he happened to walk out of the Eir Miklat intentionally. But Bishogi Minayin, how do I know that even if he walked out unintentionally, the Gol Adam could kill him, according to the first two opinions? Tamalomar Im Yatzo Yetzi Mikol Makom. V'ha'tanya, but we learned in a brisa, b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gola. Only if he walks out b'mezid can he be killed, b'shogeg. So then, he cannot, b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gola. Right, if he walks out, if he left the area of Miklat b'mezid, then he can be killed, but b'shogeg he cannot be killed, and the Gol Adam would go to Golas in that case. So lokasha ha'kaman da'amar minan. The question is, do you have that drasha of Yetzo Yetzei? Do you say that the Torah sometimes speaks like people speak, with emphasis, and saying an extra word, but don't darshan anything from it? So if you say that, then there's no source for shogeg. And therefore, he cannot kill him b'shogeg. He thinks he has a heter to kill him. That's why he's not going to be chayav misa, because he thinks he has a heter to kill him, so it'll be considered a shogeg. But if you say the Torah does not speak like people, so then you darshan each one, and he has the heter. Amar Abaya, Mistavar, Kamanda Amar, Dibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam. I think it's logical that the Torah speaks like people, and therefore you don't have that extra drasha. Shalo yehi sofa chama mitchilaso, because you should compare his leaving the Eir Miklat to what brought him into the Eir Miklat. Matchilaso, just like what brought him into the Eir Miklat, b'meizin neharag b'shoge gole. If he kills somebody b'meizin, obviously he's killed b'shoge gole. Af sofo b'meizin neharag b'shoge gole. So we should compare the two, even though it's talking about different things. The first one is talking about the act that he killed, and the second one is talking about how he left the Eir Miklat. Still, that's the drasha that Abaya says. Fine. Tani chada, two brises. Tani chada, acharik beno nasa lo gol adam. A father that kills a son. So then the other sons are the gol adam of the father. V'tani idach, ein beno nasa lo gol adam. The other one says it does not. Lema harabi yosi aglili v'harabi akiva. So let's say, well, it depends, Rabbi Yosi Eglili and Rabbi Akiva. Go to Rabbi Yosi Eglili, who says that it's a mitzvah beyond gol adam, that even a son has a mitzvah. Ase docha los ase. Right? Maybe something like that. You know, you have a chiyuv, you can't go against your father, but it's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Akiva, who said there's only a rishus, so then he might say that, no, the son can't do it. So Gemara says, one second, but tizvah, is that really logical? Bein lamanda amar mitzvah, bein lamanda amar rishus, bishari. According to anybody, is it going to be mutter? The Amar Rava, Bar Bar Huna, B'chintan of the Rebbe Yishmael, we had it in Sanhedrin. L'kol eina ben nasa shliach la'aviv, la'akoso u'l'kilolaso. A son is never allowed to be a shliach bezdin to go punish the father, to kill him, or to give him malchus, or to curse him. Chutz b'meisis, except for meisis, special din. Shari Amar Torah, lo sachma v'lasachas elav. So how do you answer these steerit? There's two prices. One says a son can become a Gol Adam, and one says he cannot become a Gol Adam. So we wanted to say, aye, that's the machlokes tanam. So we say, no, nobody's going to allow that. So the Gemara answers, Ela lo kasha, habibno, habibenbino. Son or a grandson. A son cannot become a Gol Adam, a grandson can. Why? Extremely important Rashi. Last four words, right before the Mishnah. Ve'ein ho muzhar al kavodo. A grandson is not muzhar on the covet of a grandfather. That's Rashi. Alright, so this is one of the three or four sources in Shas and Rashi that is quoted in the sugya of Kavod Saba. Right, Kavod Saba. There is a tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik has a tshuva where someone died and he didn't leave any sons, but he left a grandson. Should the grandson say Kaddish? Is there any adifas for a grandson to say Kaddish? Or is the grandson just like anybody else? That's the tshuva of the Maharik in Shoresh Mem Dalid. And the Maharik says, a grandson is no better than anybody else. That's the Maharik's Shita, and that's what he says in Shoresh Mem Dalid. He says, what does it mean, b'nei banim harihim kebanim? That's regarding Kuruvu, that's regarding other halachas, but it's not regarding the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Omeyachar sha'adavar tali b'kibud aviv, Kaddish is a function of Kibud Av, imke nireh she'ben ha'ben she'ein chay b'kavod zikno, she'harei lo matzinu b'shum makom she'yischayiv ela b'kavod ha'av, v'ho'em v'eishes aviv b'chayav u'bal imo v'achiv ha'gadol. Avo ben ha'ben b'kavod ha'zakein lo matzinu b'shum makom. Imkein ein lo lomar yosar kaddish me'adam acher ela shenag okein. Okay, he wants it, it's the minhag. But there's no chiyuv. This is the Maharik. Where does the Maharik get it from? Says the Gra, Arashi. Arashi is one of the sources. What's the other source the Maharik has? Another source is Gemara in Sota. Gemara in Sota daf mem tes. The Gemara says, that in the last daf in Sota, that what Rav Acha bar Yaakov took care of his Rav Acha bar Yaakov itfo beber Rav Yaakov bar Barte. He took care of his grandson, his daughter's son. And ki gadol amar le'ashken maya, when he got older, he said, can you please get me a drink of water? Amar lo lav brichana, I'm not your son. V'hayna damri inshi, revei revei bar bar tachana. You know, you raised me, but I'm your daughter's son. Meaning, it sounds like also there that he's saying, I'm not mechuyev. I don't know if it's such a nice thing to do anyway, but I'm not mechuyev. So these are two sources. The problem is, and this Maharik is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah, yesh omrim, De'ein adam chayev b'kavod avi aviv, Maharik, said the Ramah, ve'ein onirali. Sorry, but I don't agree. Why ve'ein onirali? Ella, de chayev b'kavod aviv, yosef b'kavod avi aviv. I think you're chayev, and you're just less kavod, you're more chayev in your father's kavod than your grandfather's kavod. Where did you get this from? Parentheses. V'raya mi'medrish, gabi v'yizbach zvachim. There's a Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, where it says that Yaakov gave karbanis to the God of his father Yitzchak and his grandfather Avraham. Rashi says there, why did it say Yitzchak first? Because you're chayiv in your father's covet more than your grandfather's covet. Says the Taz there. Came Pirat Rashi b'chumish. V'yizbach zachim alokei aviv Yitzchak. V'teima ala ma'arik. D'nela mimen appears Rashi b'chumish. It's before Rashi. So how do you answer the ma'arik? Obviously new Rashi. So you have to say, maybe he didn't think it was, he thought it was agadic. He didn't think it was had halachic ramifications. But is there any way to put everything together? Is there any way to say that everything works together? There are Gemaras, there's the Ramah. So there are two answers given right here on the page on the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, maybe there's a difference between son's son and daughter's son. The Gemara in Sota is about daughter's son. Yaakov Avinu is about son's son. And our Rashi, you don't know. But maybe there's a limit, maybe there's a difference between father, son, and daughter-son. That's the Gra right here. And if you look in the Yad Abraham, on the bottom right over here, he quotes another beautiful answer. He says, maybe there's a difference whether the father is still alive or not. If the father is alive, then you have to give your grandfather kavod. If not, not. Similar, he gets the same, there's a hakira by older brother. Is an older brother's kavod a function of the father? This is your father's bechor, so you have to give your older brother kavod as an extension. Meaning, does it apply la'achar misa? After the father dies, is there still kavod achav ha'gadol? So same thing here. In our Gemara, the father's dead. That's the point. Right? He killed the father. So does the grandson become a gadol adam? So the father's not alive anymore. So maybe that's why Rashi says it. But that's another answer that you could do. Maybe that's a chilek. Okay.
The question also, maybe if the grandfather killed the father, does the chiyuv of
covet
to the father require his son?
Does the chiyuv? Interesting. Does the chiyuv of covet to the father make the son, the grandson, have to kill the grandfather?
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Maybe that's his part of covet is taking revenge.
Right.
Okay, I don't know. It's interesting. Ha'ara. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Mishnah says the next Mishnah. Elon shehu omed b'sochat chum v'nofanot achus latchum. A tree that's outside the tchum of the ir miklat, but its branches are hanging in. I'm saying the opposite. It's in the tchum and the branches are hanging out. Oh, omed achus latchum v'nofanot achutochat chum hakahol echachar anoch. The Mishnah says you go after the branches. Go to the branches. If the branches are inside, then even if he's standing under the trunk, next to the trunk outside, it's still collate. Because you go by the branches. That determines for the whole tree. And the opposite. If the branches are outside, he could be standing inside the Yermiklat. And he can still get killed. Because the branches are outside. V'rameni, but the Mishnah says in Meister Sheini, Ilan Shuhu Omeid. Right, they go to the Gras Girsa, Ilachu, Omeid Bifnim, a tree that's inside. Vidno telachutz and goes outside, O Omeid Bachutz, but Lifnim, Mikinekada Chomer Lifnim, Kilifnim, Mikinekada Chomer Lachutz, Kilachutz. Regarding Meister Sheini, you go by where the person is. Doesn't matter what's where the things are hanging. Right, wherever he is, that's what determines. So the Gemara says, Meister are Mikla Karamis. What do you ask me? Two different contexts. Meiser bechoma tala rachmana. Meiser sheni is tali on the wall. Are you in or out? Are a miklat bedira tala rachmana? But your miklat is tali on living. Benofo mistarle bikarlo mistarle. You got to live in the your miklat. So you go by royal adira. So branches, you can live in, you can live under, it's shady, but that's why you go by the branches. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Vrami meiser a meiser. Let me ask you, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Sheni. Titania, the Brisa says, is really a Mishnah. B'Yerushalayim alach achar anof. The Mishnah says that in Yerushalayim, for Meiser Sheni, you go after the nof. B'Ari Miklat, halach achar anof. And in your Miklat, you go after the nof. So you see, even by Yerushalayim, you go after the nof. So you're asking Meiser and Meiser. The first Mishnah says, by Meiser Sheni, you go by wherever you are. And here it says you go by the branches. So Amrav Kahana Lokasha Harav Yehuda Harabanan Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya the Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bima'ara Holach Achar Pischa. If you have a cave underground on the border, so the whole cave has the status of wherever the door was, the opening of the cave. Be'ilon Holach Achar Nofo. So you see, by an elon, by a tree, you always go after the nof. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is you go after the nof, and it's the Rabbanan shita that says you go by wherever you are. So the Gemara says 1 minute. Aim the Shamas like the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe, says Tosfos, we say this maybe because it'll limit the machlokas. Aim the Shamas like the Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Meiser, Lechumra. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Shita isn't across the board, it's just always going Lechumra. Because by Meiser, Rashi explains this, there are two halachas. One halacha is, you're not allowed, once you have fruit of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore onto money. You're only allowed to redeem it outside. Number two, you're only allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So those are two chumras. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is machmer on both sides. It's considered inside regarding redeeming it, and it's considered outside regarding eating it. In other words, maybe he's always the chumra. Ikar b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim. If the nof is inside, ki hechid b'nofa lomatzi parik b'ikar namin lomatzi parik. Just like by the nof you can't redeem it, so too by the ikar. That's what he means by holach achar anof l'chumra. But ikar b'fnim v'nofa b'chutz, so that ki hechid b'nofa lomatzi achar b'lo p'diya, b'ikar namin lomatzi achar b'lo p'diya. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just the l'chumra case. But it's not a shita that always goes after the nof. El agavi ari miklat, but by your miklat, you only have a chumra in one direction. If the nof is inside, so then it's a chumra on the goel adam to not allow him to kill the rotzeach. So in that direction, it's a chumra following the nof. Ela ikar b'fnim b'nofa b'chutz. Ki hechi d'b'nofa matzi katalei, v'ikar nami matzi katalei. But hagavaykoi, you should say he's still allowed to kill him on the the nof is outside, but he's standing inside. So again, the question is, how can you say that this machlokes between Mishnah, says Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just l'chumra, but it's not a shita across the board that you always go after the nof. So two answers. One answer, Amar Rava, says Rava, where the ikar is inside and the nof is outside, again the nof is hanging out, bi'ikaru de kuliamalo pligi de lo matzi kato. Then for sure you cannot kill him if he's standing inside. If the nof is outside, so the ikar part is outside and he's standing inside. So for both those reasons, ka'i bagufo v'yachol lahargo bechitze b'butzroros de kuliamalo pligi de matzi katole. And the other way, if he's standing at the guf, outside, and that he could kill him, the Goldap could kill him by shooting arrows at him, then for sure it's allowed, because he's standing outside, and he could shoot him outside. Why arrows? Why not just go over and kill him? The Ritva says, if he's like right on the border and you try to like stab him, he might like fall inside. Not a good idea. So that's why, shoot arrows at him, says the Ritva. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about? Bimevi ikaro darga lenofo. The machlokas in the, between the two tanaim is between the two cases, even if Rabbi Yehuda is lachumra, this is a machlokas. Can the ikar be a step for the nof? Meaning, let's say the nof is outside, and he is under, the roseach is under the nof. Could the goel adam go inside the ir miklat to be able to stand on the trunk of the tree in order to get good aim and shoot him outside? That's the machlokas. Mar savar havi ikar darglanofo. Can be a darglanofo. Mar savar lo havi ikar darglanofo. That's the machlokas. And really, if you work it out, Rashi works it out, Rabbi Yehuda can still hold totally lechumra in this case, and that is what you can still have this machlokas, whether the ikar could be a dargalanof. And Rav Ashi Amar, my achar hanof, af achar hanof. What does achar hanof mean? You're right, Rabbi Yehuda's lechumra, but when the Mishnah says you follow the nof, it means even after the nof, meaning always going lechumra. You could work out that when Rabbi Yehuda says achar hanof, it means achar af achar hanof, and really you're right, Rabbi Yehuda's only lechumra, and you can work it into the Mishnah. What we have to start off with tomorrow is an important tosas that we didn't get to do, the tosas of Amman Aleph. It's a very important tosas. The tosas says that we know from elsewhere that Gagos lo niskanshu. The roofs of Yerushalayim aren't, you can't eat the Karim Beit, the Karim Pesach, the roofs of the Azara, the Gemara says elsewhere, lo niskanshu. So what do you mean you're eating things in the trees here? It doesn't have Kedusha. The airspace, does the airspace have Kedusha above the ground of Yerushalayim? Sounds like from here that it does, because you're talking about sitting in the branches, Meiser Sheni, and does it have the status of an Ir Miklat or not? But we have elsewhere that it's not. A big nafkamina, what about flying over Yerushalayim? What about flying over a Beis HaKfaris? Tosfos has different answers. We'll have to do the Tosfos, we'll have to do the Maharan. How do you understand the Tosfos? The Maharan, the Marsha, so Beis HaShem, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll get into the next section, and Beis HaShem finishing up the Perek tomorrow. Beis HaShem, okay, we'll stop here. Again, tonight is the Parsha Shir, 8:45 right here. Everybody's welcome to attend in person. If not, can't be here in person, so then OU.org, it'll be on. And again, the Gemara Shir from last night is also on the OU website as well. Okay, we'll stop here.